ועל כן משיח צדקנו, שעיקר הסגלות סואמס, בכל העולם כולוי, יהיה על ידוי, and it's for this reason that משיח, who's going to be the person who's going to be charged with revealing the truth to the world more than anybody else, al kein yovoi bi'achris hayomim daiko. This is why Moshiach is going to come after a long, long period of time, after thousands of years, after the world being in operation for thousands of years. Achrei shekvar nisra behazman, after a lot of time has gone by, v'nimshach harbei mitchilas b'riyas olam ad oisei zman, and there's been a lot of water under the bridge, as they say, from the beginning of time until that moment, sheyovoi b'mehira b'meinu, which we hope is going to come very soon in our time. V'chein kvar nisrabu b'nei odom harbei, and so too, not only has a lot of time gone by, but there's billions of people that have inhabited the world throughout these thousands of years. V'hadeyois v'hachochmois nisrabu moid, and so too the number of opinions in the world and the number of different thinkers in the world is also very vast. Shezeh ikar horibui v'ashinui. That's the greatest example of diversity. All the different opinions and all the different ideologies of people in the world. Shemikol zeh nisachiz hasheker moid. And as a result of all of this diversity, all of this time, thousands of years, billions of people, as a result of all of that, nisachiz hasheker moid. The sheker has been able to plug into this world in a very, very big way, at shehishlich esuemes loretz, to the point where the sheker has succeeded in knocking out the emes, in putting the emes down to the ground. V'yirechet nimosim, and those people who have real, true respect for Hashem are despised. V'yisrael merudin moed, and the Jewish people are looked upon as a very lowly people. This is all due to the tremendous hisgabrus hasheker in this olam hasheker for all of these thousands of years. Va'oz daiko yiru gedulas ma'losoi shel Moshiach. And then when Moshiach's going to come, after all of these thousands of years and billions of people and trillions and quadzillions of opinions, and after all the sheker, if the sheker has permeated this world in such a big, big way, then the world is going to see the true greatness of Moshiach. Sheyegale ho'emes oz daiko mitoch shinuyim rabim koela. In that Moshiach is going to have the ability to reveal the emes from within all of this diversity. V'yikuyam oz, and it'll be fulfilled in the pasuk emes meyeretz titzmoch, that the truth will sprout forth from this lowly world, from the earth, usfas emes tikoin lo'ad, and the truth will be established permanently. Bimheiro v'yameinu, amen. We hope that this is going to take place very soon in our time. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into one more appendix, and this is the final one on Hilchas Ribbis, Halacha Hei. No, I'm sorry, there'll still be another one, Lo Yilbash Gever. Hilchas Ksoivis Kaka, where he's going to tie in the topic of making tattoos, things that the Goyim used to do when they wanted to express their sorrow, their anguish over the death of a close person. They would cut their flesh and make themselves bleed, or actually make tattoos in the flesh, which is something that a Jew is strictly forbidden to engage in. Paragraph Nun. Based on what we've been learning till now, we're going to understand a new meaning behind this law, this Isur of Ksoves Kaka. Because when a person writes something down, when they're writing something down, they're doing it in order to establish the truth and to avoid falsehood, lies. Meaning, in a situation where we're afraid of somebody changing something, changing the facts, or somebody lying, we write a document, כדי שלא יוכל השקרן לשם ישראל דברים השקר. So the liar will no longer be able to lie and say it happened this way. You lent me $100 when really I lent you $1,000. So again, we write it down on a piece of paper so that there shouldn't be any chance of a mistake or an intentional mistake or an unintentional mistake. אבל באמס נגד הרמאי והשקרן גם כסב אינו מועיל, כנראה בחוש. However, the truth is, if you're dealing with a real liar, a cheat, a thief, even writing things down isn't going to help. כי הרמאי והשקרן יוכל להחליף עשר עשמיינם אפילו נגד הכסב. Because a real good cheat or thief will be able to switch around 10 times over, even your contract. If you wrote a contract, an agreement between you, he'll be able to interpret it and reinterpret it and misinterpret it 100 different ways. Kitoyim taina shel shekev ramos, because he's going to come up with all kinds of false opinions and arguments. Voimer shekachoye kavonas hakosev, and he's going to say, no, that's what it means here. When it says this and this in the contract, it really means such and such. וזה בחינס אשר פיהם דיבר שור וימין אמין שקר. And this is what Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, with their mouths they speak falsehood, and their right hand, their right, is a right of lies. וימין אמין, the right hand, שהוא בחינס כסב, refers to writing, W-R-I-T. Here Rav Nosson Zal shows a connection between the word ימין, which means right, R-I-G-H-T, the right hand versus the left, and to write, W-R-I-T-E, because most people write with what they call their right hand. Whether their right hand is what everybody considers the right, or whether their right hand is the left hand, you know, whichever is their main hand. Shehu b'chinas k'sav, shehu b'yamin. V'yaminom shehu b'chinas k'sav, shehu b'yamin. Gamkein, exactly. When the Pasuk uses the word write, which refers to writing, W-R-I-T, which is done with the right hand, R-I-G-H-T, Gamkein Yemin Sheker, is also a right of lies. V'alkein Ho'ikar, so we see that even though the purpose of writing things down is to establish the truth, we know that unfortunately in the world that we're living in, the sheker is so powerful that even after you wrote something down, a person who's a good liar will be able to turn it around, you know, and twist it and twist what's written in order to fit his perception of the truth. V'al kein ho'ikar hu mi sheyesh lo ne'emonus be'emes u'betmimus. Rak imo yechon la'asei kein b'masu matan heim b'divrei Torah u'musar. And this is why the most important thing is a person who's really trustworthy and really sincere and simple. That's the only person who you can really conduct business with safely. Hein b'divrei Torah u'musar. Hein b'masu matan. I'm sorry. Hein b'divrei Torah u'musar. That this applies both to doing business and it applies also in religion. That you, the only person who you could really deal with and be sure is a person who's really trustworthy. Ki ikar ho'emes hu b'leiv, shelo yates atzmai, because the real truth is in the heart, that a person shouldn't fool himself. Bebechinas v'doiver emes b'levovoi, as the pasuk says, a person who speaks truth even in his heart. Meaning not just when he says he's going to do something, but a person who, even if he has a thought of doing something, he makes sure to fulfill that. He's so super careful about the truth. U'kamayshom Rabbi Sein Zal, as the Gemara says, Halev yodea im le'ekel im la'kalos. A person's heart, only the heart knows if a person is sincere or they're doing all kinds of foile shtick. They're doing all kinds of tricks in order to benefit themselves at the expense of somebody else. V'alkein toirosenu akdoshim itno b'ksav u'bal peh. And it's for this reason that our Holy Torah was given both in writing and we have the oral tradition. Shehein b'chinas emes ve'emuna. That's the concept of emes and emuna. Ki Torah shebichsav ze bichinas emes. Torah shebich, the written Torah represents emes. Bichinas kosuv yosher divrei emes. Written properly, words of truth. אבל אף על פי כן מתורה שבכתב לבד אין יכולים לאדם להתעסק בתורה. However, even though we have a written Torah, all of us know that from the written Torah, we don't yet get a clear picture of what Hashem really wants. כי בתורה אין מבואר שום דיני המצווה, because in the written Torah, you do not have any clear explanation of any of the mitzvahs. ואין יודעין איך להניח תפילין. We have no idea how do you put on tefillin. ושאר דיני התורה, and the other laws, or any of the other laws of the Torah, קיים על ידי תורה שבעל פה. It's only through the תורה שבעל פה, which is the concept of אמונה, בבחינס, as the פסוק says, אוידיה אמונסך בפי. The פה is associated with אמונה, so תורה שבעל פה is the concept of אמונה, היינו אמונס חכמים, referring to the concept of אמונס חכמים, faith in our rabbis, שאנו צריכים להאמין בהחכמים האמיתיים, whereby a Jew is required to believe in the true rabbis, כפי מה שבארו לנו כל דיני ודרכי התורה, and to believe in their explanations, how they explain and expound all the laws and the paths of the Torah. כי עיקר אחיזה סו אמס המותה שמשום כל השקרונים שבו אלו מכינס. Because the main connection of the wrong kind of truth, which is what the liars of the world use to justify their lies. בבחינס, as the Gemara says, כל שקר שאין בו אמס בתחילוסו אין אמס קיים. That any lie or falsehood that doesn't have some truth up front will not be accepted. People won't listen to it. So we know that sheker, in order to market sheker, it has to have some emes in it. But that emes is MSB, not MSA. It's that emes that's closest to sheker. Ikarach is also humabchinas ksav. That emes, its main connection is through the written word, through writing. Shehu bishvil ho-emes, which we learned earlier, the purpose of writing something down is to establish the truth and to remember the truth. Shelo yuchlo l'shanai say, because once it's written down, you can't change it. Me'achar shekvar nichtav hakol b'chsav, because everything has already been written down. Aval misham kol shikrehem, and yet on the other hand, that's where they draw all of their lies and falsehoods from. Ki mishanim kama shinuyim, because they make some different changes. Va'imrim perushim ubiurim b'haksav, kiritzoinom kefi shikreim, and they come up with all kinds of interpretations and commentaries on the written Torah based on what they want, based on their own false beliefs. V'alkein ha'akum loimdim rak Torah shebichsav. And it's for this reason that the goyim, the non-Jews, they only accept the Old Testament, as it's called, which is what we call, Havdol, the written Torah. כי משום נשתלשל אחיזס שקריהם, because that's the source. From there, they draw and they extend all of their falsehoods. מאחר שמחלקים ומפרידים תורה שבכתב מתורה שבעל פה, by the fact that they make a division, they make a distinction between the written Torah and the oral Torah, ואינו מאמינים בחכמי אמת, שהם חכמי התלמוד שבירו לנו בהר היטב כל התורה באמת. And they refuse to accept and to believe in the true chachamim, which are the rabbis of the Gemara, who have given us the true and proper interpretation of the written Torah. Al kein heim mefarshim haTorah kirtzonam. That's why they, the goyim, interpret the written Torah the way they want. ומגלים פונים בתורה שלא כהלכה כידוע. They come up with interpretations of the Torah that do not conform with the halacha whatsoever. ועל כן, בכל עסקי משפטיהם ודיניהם, הם מחמירים מאוד מאוד שיהיה הכל בכסב דייקו. רב נוסנדל says, and this is why you'll note that in the secular courts, or in the goyish courts, nothing is accepted bal peh. The oral word means nothing. It's only what's in writing. What's written down, that's what we base our decision on, nothing else. Vein mekablim shum dibur migodol vekoton. They don't accept any oral statements, not from the biggest person or the smallest person, loy me'atoyen, not from the attorney, loy me'ashefet, not from the judge, kiyim b'chsav daika. The whole, Their definition of justice is what's written down. Nothing else counts. Vakoel bishvil hoemes. And all of this is in the name of truth. Kedei shelo yuchlu l'shano yisoid. Because again, they say we have to have it in writing because otherwise anything can change. Avol zeh hoemes hu harbe ma'oid yoyser midai. However, their emes, the emes of the goyim, the emes of the secular world, is too much emes. Shemishom achizas hasheker. And when you have too much emes, that turns into lies. Or that's where the sheker has the ability to grab on. V'kasher royim b'chush, as we see in real life. Sheachrei shemarbim baksovim. That after the goyim are so particular to make sure to write everything down, and every business contract is hundreds of pages, and a real estate contract is 20 pages, you know, v'chol hadiburim nichtovim, after everything is written down, afal pikein himaleim sheker, despite that, they're full of lies. U'machlif maseres moinim, and they change things 10 times over. U'meforshim aksav kertzoinim, and they interpret what's written, you know, the way they want it. Kayadua kolzez, all of this is very well known to people who have had to litigate, you know, with goyim, or people who have to deal with them in business. Ki ikar ho emes hu echad, because the truth is one, loy harbe, not a lot, as the goyim have it. Ki ikar hadovor sheyodin hadayin din emes lamita v'kanal, because the most important thing is that the judge should come forth with a judgment of emes lamitoi, that the judge should get to the real truth, to the bottom of the truth. V'hadovor mosur lalev. And when it comes to emes, it's mostly related to the heart. And it's only Hashem who knows what's in a person's heart. He knows which person is really intending for the truth and which person is phony baloney. But just by the fact that you have everything written down, that doesn't yet give you the ability to refine the truth or to define the truth. Adrabah, just the opposite. Mishom achizas hasheker. It's from all of those writings. When you have so much in writing, that's where the sheker has the ability to crawl in and get involved and say, oh, one second, you didn't write this down, you didn't write that down, or this really means this, or that really means that. That's where the sheker is able to have an achizah.